In the fourth quarter of 2021, the Double Line Total Return Bond Fund underperformed the benchmark Bloomberg U.S. Aggregate Bond Index return of 0.01%. In response to persistently high inflation readings, the Federal Reserve pivoted toward more hawkish monetary policy in the quarter, causing 2-year U.S. Treasury yields to rise 46 basis points and 30-year yields to fall 14 basis points. This flattening of the yield curve benefited the index more than the fund, as the index maintained more exposure to long-duration assets. The best-performing sectors in the fund were non-agency residential mortgage-backed securities and collateralized loan obligations, with the former enjoying a strong housing market and the latter benefiting from floating-rate coupons. Non-agency commercial mortgage-backed securities, asset-backed securities, and agency mortgage-backed securities, which each experienced duration-related price declines as the front end of the yield curve moved higher, detracted from fund performance.